fuck around like August 4th, 2014, regular board meeting.
Good evening, everybody. Well,
good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, Senior Trustee Newby. And so it begins. I'd like to call to order the regular village board meeting of the village of Round Lake for August 4th, 2014 at 7:01. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Pratt.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Tripton.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Present.
Trustee Newby, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of July 21, 2014? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments this evening? I'd like to thank everybody for being here. It's nice to see a crowd. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.5 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $422,336.87. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending July 27, 2014 in the amount of $112,867.15. Excuse me, I said that wrong. $112,867.15. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution approving an agreement for information technology support with current technologies in an amount not to exceed $22,656. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a quote of $1,925 from Mark S. Alexson Painting Company for painting portions of Village Hall. And item 5.5, adopt a resolution repealing resolution 12R50 relating to hometown fest expenses.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tripton.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Madam Clerk.
At this time, I'd like to introduce Bishop Ron White. He's the police chaplain of Chicago Heights PD, representing the International Conference of Police Chaplains, and is here to recognize Reverend Lyle Thompson.
First, allow me to appropriately address the mayor, distinguished members of the council, the police chief, fire chief, members of the community. Good evening. I am Bishop Ronnie White, chaplain for Chicago Heights Police and Fire, Bayless Heights Police Department, South Suburban Association, Chiefs of Police, Federal Air Marshal Service, Chicago Field Office, Prairie State College. With the International Conference of Police Chaplains, I serve as the Illinois State Representative Secretary of Region 4, which is comprised of 7 states. I chair the ICPC Development Committee and a member of the ICPC Board of Directors. In February of 1973, three Internal Revenue agents were killed in a tragic late evening auto accident. They have notifications needed to be made to the families located in cities outside the Washington, D.C. area. Chaplain Joseph Dooley was extremely frustrated at not being able to locate or contact other law enforcement chaplains for assistance. Chaplain Dooley dedicated himself to ensuring that that would never happen again, and he would find himself isolated from other law enforcement chaplains. In June of 1973, a letter was sent to the president of 175 police associations, chiefs of police of major departments across the United States, and law enforcement chaplains. Chaplain Dooley outlined two distinctive goals for a proposed chaplains association. Compile a directory of chaplains, including their department or police affiliation, and contact information as to how they could be reached. Promote the bond of brotherhood to chaplains from far-reaching communities in the United States and Canada, will be joined together in fellowship. The association will serve as a clearinghouse for helpful information pertinent to police chaplains. In October of 1973, the first group of chaplains gathered at the Sheraton Carlton Hotel in Washington, D.C. for the purpose of organizing the International Corporation of Police Chaplains, which is the International Conference of Police Chaplains. For the first time, chaplains from every part of the country had a forum to share their experiences, concerns, hopes, and dreams for the law enforcement chaplains. If Dooley had any doubts about the interest and commitment of his fellow chaplains, they were soon allayed. The response was immediate and extensive. In less than 2 months, over 300 chaplains had returned their applications for membership in the new organization. The great response can be attributed to the chiefs of police, local police associations, FOP lodges, and chaplains themselves. It was truly a cooperative effort of many people. A need had become a vision, the vision had become a plan. The plan became a reality. In 1973, Father Bill Wintan, the Rockefeller Northwest Department, and other clergy helped establish the International Conference of Police Chaplains. Today, the International Conference of Police Chaplains has members in all 50 states and in 19 other countries, providing national accreditation and national and regional training, and 12 core courses for basic certification. Police Chaplain Reverend Lyle J. Cox. Been a police chaplain since 1979. Lyle is a vital part of the departments that he serves and acts as a counselor, resource person, and advisor to the entire department, as a matter of fact, the entire community. He has attained the International Conference of Police Chaplains Diplomat level. He has served at ICPC as a state representative for Illinois. He served 15 years as the regional director for the West Great Lakes region, which is now Region 4. Of the ICPC. He also served 4 years as the secretary of ICPC. He served 15 years as a member of the ICPC board of directors. It goes on and on. Lyle is the recipient of the ICPC John A. Price Award for Excellence in Chaplaincy in 1994. That is the highest award that ICPC has. Lyle is committed to law enforcement and emergency service chaplaincy and enjoys teaching very much. In 2007, he presented the opening devotion for at the ICPC annual training seminar in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In 2008, he accepted teaching assignments for ICPC. It goes on and on and on. Mr. Mayor, would you, at this time, would you come forward? Chief. It is a distinct privilege and an immense opportunity for me as the state representative for Illinois to establish in March of this year the International Conference of Police Chaplains, State of Illinois, Wintan Kaufman Excellence in Law Enforcement Chaplaincy Award, and now present the same to Chaplain Lyle Kaufman. I'm deeply honored and humbled. Yes, sir. Well earned, well deserved.
Amen.
I want you to know we love you. Everybody's here. We love you.
As people say, amen. The one thing in that long list that I just kept waiting to hear that won't be present is that all equals the dearest and most important and best friend that a police department, a fire department, municipality, parish, or anybody else that has ever been graced by a person. Wow, I've known you for so many years, and you are one of the best people that I've ever met. I'd like to treat that much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your presentation.
You're welcome.
blessing everybody. Thank you, Chief. And just to share how much I love you all, I remember when the mayor was a kid, and when Donnie Newby was a kid. And, you know, I just am so grateful. I can remember you when you were young.
Younger.
This is good. That's funny.
That's us. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
You knew this, right?
I did.
Under Mayor's comments, the only thing that I have that I want to relay is we've started the process with Mike Luantesca on a comprehensive plan. We're compiling names to put together for an advisory group. There's four groups that will be named. From that will be a steering or blue ribbon panel committee that will be developed. The PESCA is going to use in conjunction with our decisions. We are scheduled for next Wednesday for the first meeting. We're going to work hard to make that happen. It may be postponed a week or so, but just a brief bit of information that the project is moving forward. And really, that's all that I have. Trustees' comments.
Thank you for everything. And I hope everybody gets on my
help. I'd like to do those comments. I've known around for so many years now, and not only with you doing stuff with the church and the community and the police and the fire departments, but you've just been a great asset to our whole community and helping people that we don't even know half the time. And I thank you for that. We're going to miss you.
It's a privilege. It's a privilege and an honor.
It was our privilege to know you. I'll tell you that myself.
Absolutely.
And one thing, this award will go down to the annals of history.
Yep.
Sorry, for the state of Illinois. You know, the Linton Cup.
Could take a water place.
Excellence in police challenge. That's all I have.
You tell my for the good reputation. You never meet a stranger. And right tonight, I hit the top of what it said, the uniform through me. And I said, wait a minute, this is not going to be a job yet. Because I'm used to every public affair. I see you there, and you're always praying for me. Okay? And that's a wonderful thing. And you're going to get a long, long time ago. Wait until I decide to get here. And I wish you well. It cannot be anything better than that, God.
I totally agree that God bless you for all the blessings you've bestowed upon us over the years and all the things you've done for this community, all the things you continue to do, the person that you are for this community. It's really our honor to be able to honor you. So thank you for all of your service. And you look really great in action, of course. And then the other thing I wanted to say is, yay, it's National Night Out time, because that's one of my favorite times of the year. It's one of my favorite community projects that you pull off, Chief, that I just think is wonderful. I know a lot of people are really starting to wrap their heads around what it really is and why we do it, and I'm really happy you cut out that.
And I guess I can say I'm one of the lucky ones. I got to work side by side with you to fight the fires and to the notifications that you've been to people's places. One of the things that is just commended for all this, what you've done nationally in the Twin Power sites, when they called up on you, you let it post to the president, and those sort of things you're doing for there, representing the community and on the whole opportunity to recognize. So I'm just so proud of you and glad to be your friend and thank you. That's awesome.
I just want to share one little thing about Johnny. When he was a rookie on the fire department, very brand new rookie, we had a grass fire, and he got assigned to my team, and we were on our way out to fight the fire. We got our 5 gallon cans and our rakes and our brooms and our gear, and Donnie goes past me and says, come on, old man, keep up. And he's like, there you go. And I got up over the hill, he's sitting on a rock. And I walked by and I said, we're going to be on that ridge line out there. We'll catch up with him. He learned pacing was the answer. True story. But thank you for these awesome years of being able to serve this community. My wife and I loved it.
been here for 45 years. And that makes me an old timer because I love to draw on people. Do you remember where Brook Hill Road is?
I do.
How about Fort Hill?
I do.
How about Renahan?
I do.
You see, when you see that truck, and immediately people are dropping out. They're dropping out because our community has changed. And into the good. Into the good. Into the good. As I used to say, remember the days when they would criticize Ronald Lake? Be honest, remember the days? They would criticize Ronald Lake? I used to say, make my day, criticize my town. And I'll tell you what I did. I go through the newspapers, I get all the dirt on Deerfield, on Lake Forest, on Highland Park. And when I went down to my church meetings, and they would start to criticize Ronald Lake, I would say things like, yes, but our superintendent doesn't fix the test on scores so their kids can score higher. Well, that was straight out of the newspaper. They quit criticizing in my presence.
Good job.
But thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
And thank you for serving. Thank you for serving. America is really unique. I don't think we accept it that way. But you're citizens in service. Isn't that neat? So thank you for being who you are.
God bless, Bob.
And thanks for coming so far.
And with that, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Oh.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crowley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned at 7:22. Sorry, Paul.
Okay. 22 minutes, but...